We're talking to Ray Shulman from The Gentle Giant, and this is the second album we've featured tonight. It's out now on EMI and the wonderful Chrysalis label. I guess, Ray, that Vertigo was a fine label, but Chrysalis, I had the feeling, had the sort of the island feel about it. They didn't interfere too much with what the groups were doing. They let you get on with it. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. And I think it was a good position to be in fact, that because we sold records really around the world, even at the time. I mean, not in the kind of quantities that our, you know, contemporaries like Genesis or, you know, Tull or anything like that were selling. But we still sold a very respectable, so we were kind of making money for them. But, you know, and so, yeah, why interfere? Just leave them alone to get on with it. And we were quite self-sufficient anyway by then.
And did these albums push you on to bigger venues and bigger success?
They did, yeah. We never had that kind of a big kind of crossover pop hit, like, as I say, like the contemporaries had. And probably that was, if anything, you know, wasn't right. And we did have that kind of ambition. We were ambitious musically, but I think probably, maybe because we came from a different, you know, side, you know, perhaps we could have continued just thinking we'll be successful as musicians. But it was always our ambition to be catchy, you know, a big band, and we never kind of crossed over into that kind of market.
You supported many people on tour, and then you started Headline. I mean, Black Sabbath, you mentioned Jethro Tull. It's a shame I didn't know that story the other week. I interviewed Ian Anderson. I would have asked him about you, actually.
Yes.
top man. And they're back together again. Any sort of temptation for the Giant to come back? Because I went to see Argent the other week. They were all back together, and they were fantastic.
I'm
so
sure,
there's clearly
a
demand for all that stuff. Any temptation or not?
Not from my end, no. I kind of left it back then, and, you know, happy to leave it there. I think Derek feels the same, really, as well. You know, when it finished, we carried on with different things, and so that's it.
Well, ironically, you've done DVDs for Genesis and Queen. I assumed you would have appeared with those guys back in the day, wouldn't you?
Probably right, yeah. Yeah, it just means I can have a home job, you know, I can work, do everything, and that's it, really.
Okay. And, I mean, are there going to be the rest of the albums going to be reissued now?
Or I think eventually. I think they'll probably put together some kind of compilation for later on.
Well, you'll be appalled to know there are only 4 tracks of Gentle Giant in the BBC library. So this will sort of boost that a little bit.
So perhaps
you're going to get some. One thing I must clear up. Is it true that Elton John was once a part of your band?
We did a tour of Scotland. Our then keyboard player, Eric Hine, had glandular fever. And so a kind of co-manager at the time knew Reg Dwight, who was playing with Bluesology, you know, along John Baldry's lot. And he's like, well, you know, he'll do the tour with you. So he roped in, and it was brilliant. It became, you know, really good pals at the time. And he, you know, just as he was turning into Elton John, he'd already written his first album. I went along to quite a few sessions, that, you know, because at the time with him and Bernie. Went to visit them in Watford. And, yeah, it was brilliant. In fact, this is back in Simon Dupree days, of course.
Yeah.
I think he even wrote a song we did.
It reminds me of the similar story of the Beach Boys when Glenn Campbell was filling in for Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
Apparently, Mike Love said, you know, he said, I'm leaving to do a solo career. He says, you don't want to do that. You'll never be successful on your own. You ought to stick with us, you know. And I suppose you could have had a similar conversation with Elton, maybe.
I think my brother did. I think I remember him playing all those songs in a Scottish hotel. And my brother totally put, you know, don't even bother, mate, kind of thing, you know. Yeah.